Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, all you wonderful radio listeners out there in Radio Land? It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every week on Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. On LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all syndicated on all Amazon Alexa devices. Gotta love it. Wonderful things. We're here in the house with the awesome heavy metal band Slant.
Yeah.
Say hi, guys, real quick.
What's up?
All right, we're going to go to the news with my wonderful co-host and, well, the husband, James Muse. Go for it.
Real quick, from CNN.com, Fats Domino is dead at 89. Antoine Fats Domino, a titan of of early rock and roll, whose piano-based hits such as Ain't That a Shame, Blueberry Hill, and Blue Monday influenced artists like Paul McCartney and Randy Newton, died Tuesday from natural causes, officials said. With producer and arranger Dave Bartholomew, Domino cut a string of songs in the 1950s and early 60s that made him one of the most leading figures, with 30 top 40 hits, including 23 gold singles. Domino sold more records than any 1950s figure except for Elvis Presley, according to Rolling Stones. Also, in passing, Robert Goulet, best Emmy-winning star of Benson, dies also at 89. Robert Goulet, traveling voice, urban actor who won Emmys for playing sarcastic butler turned politician on two different sitcoms, died of complications from prostate cancer on Tuesday. He was 89 years old also. He was best known as he played also in Soap, and he earned two Emmys for his work in those shows, becoming the first African-American performer to win awards for Best Actor in a Comedy Series in 1985. All right. And one more from ABC News. Selena is to receive a star on a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Selena, Queen Tania, known to her fans as the Queen of Tejano Music, is finally getting her Hollywood star. More than 20 years after her tragic death, Tejano Music breakthrough star will join the ranks of iconic celebrities on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mayor Eric Garcetti and actress Eva Longoria are expected to speak at the unveiling, joined by Selena's family. The ceremony is set for November 3rd, which will be proclaimed Selena Day in the city of Los Angeles. Selena's star will be the 2,622nd on the Walk of Fame in front of the Capitol Building. And that's your quick entertainment news.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
We gladly welcome back most of our guests. Actually, all of them. we haven't had any real assholes.
Nah.
Everybody's been pretty cool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's why Dirty Machine keems coming back. If I thought they were assholes, they would be back.
We let our artists, our guests.
Hey, Mike Weekly and David Charles Lee.
All right.
DJ
Escusa.
What's up,
everybody? Oh, Nathan Youngblood. Got to say what up, Nathan Youngblood.
What's up?
Youngblood Productions. What's up, motherfuckers? We're in the house with Slant.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Because everybody needs to look at the world with a slanted view.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I gotta like it, huh? Okay. It's cool. Heavy metal at its finest.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I discovered these guys at the Whiskey A Go Go. They were playing before Orgy. Ooh. And I said, yeah, you guys have to be on the fucking show.
Fuck yeah.
So I walked up and I gave him a business card and yeah. I said, yeah, you know, you want to be on my show? Yeah. they responded pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Even quicker than most people do. I thought that was pretty awesome. And shout out to Josh Lurgner.
Yeah.
Lurgner.
He's our manager.
The Lurgs.
Manages.
What up, Slurgs?
The suit.
What up, Lurgs?
The suit.
The suit.
The suit.
What up to Joshua Lurgner? I'm sure you are watching this. At least you better be, because it's your fucking band.
Hell yeah.
On here. Again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and all the other wonderful things that we're on. Soon to be on TuneIn and some other shit that I've been signing up for.
All that shit.
Like Blog Talk Radio and I don't know. My biggest ones were, well, this. I like LA Talk Radio. I like their format. I like their studios. I like all their stuff. And very, yes. And, of course, iHeartRadio and iTunes are pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube, any asshole can be on there. But iHeartRadio, you have to, you got to apply to them, bitches.
Yeah.
You got to apply to them, and they got to
approve.
Yeah. They have to approve you, because they don't approve, then you're just fucked. And you're not getting on there.
Yeah.
So I was surprised with all the swearing I do that I actually got on there.
And they're like, fuck yeah. Yeah. Let's bring her
fuck
on.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. We need to put this bitch on our show. Yeah. Somebody who actually tails it straight. Shout out also to Orgy, our buddies at Orgy, Jay, and all the guys. We love y'all, and Lou Gordon for all the stuff that you do for us. And that's how we met you guys at the
Orgy.
Whiskey.
Orgy's bringing people together.
We met at Orgy.
That kind of sounds. No, I'm not gonna go there.
Sounds like a video.
Sounds like a flashback.
Flashback ones.
An old life. Anyway.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
You got videos, baby?
No.
Damn.
I'm sure there's some guys somewhere that do. And maybe some females. Anywho. You're crazy. I'm not supposed to want to see that, sir.
So why not?
It's your wife. Anyway.
So?
So, creepy as fuck. That sounds kind of creepy. Anyway.
Ron Jeremy's going to sign your rack, so.
Yeah. I asked my husband for permission. Does that sound wrong if you ask your husband for permission? Well, I asked him for permission anyway. I said, if I ever met Ron Jeremy, would you be okay with him signing my rack?
I said, I don't give a fuck.
And he, see, that's the perfect husband to
that's
have.
That's a great
right
husband
right there. He would have let me have a porn star. Sign my chest.
He can sign my chest too.
Right? It's fucking Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Yeah. Why? I mean, come on. Why wouldn't you want? I mean, it's fucking Ron Jeremy.
He kissed your cheek at our last show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's right. He was there, wasn't he? Yeah. Nah. So I heard he was at your guys' show.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. He kissed your cheek. That's kind of creepy, dude. Really. How do you feel about that? How does it make you feel? Oh yeah, introduce yourselves. Let's do it. This is Slant. Let's introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
Cool. I'm Jimmy, and I'm the drummer for Slant.
Jimmy Lee.
I'm Fahim, and I sing and I play guitar.
Nice.
And, I'm Manir. I play guitar in the band.
Nice.
And I'm Josh, and I play bass.
Ah!
Oh,
That was good. And who's your missing member?
Yeah. Josh, the bass player.
Josh, the bass player.
He wasn't able to make it.
But Chastain.
Yeah.
As opposed to Lurgner.
We mix them up all the time.
Suit. Yeah. The suit. But thank you for Josh Lurgner. He was right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He
manages to manage stuff.
But he's a good manager.
Yes.
No, he's
I've
awesome.
Seen some slacking ass motherfuckers who did not do shit for their clients, or their artists, or anybody. They just like, oh, I'm just going to make money off these fuckers, and I'm not going to really put in much work.
No, Lurgs loves us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Lurgs.
We love him.
Unconditional love. Unconditional
Lurgs is cool.
Yeah.
Orgy love.
Orgy. Yeah. I got an email, and I didn't notice it right away. I hadn't checked my email in a few days, so I wouldn't check my email. But then also, like, within that same, like, day or something, hit me up on Facebook. Oh yeah, Messenger too.
That's unheard of.
That was awesome.
Unheard of.
I was like, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's a real go-getter right there. You just jump right on, you know. I'm gonna find that bitch. Oh, look. Oh, there she is. I'm going to hit her up on Messenger. She can't get away from me.
That's right.
Screw her. Anyway, no.
Man.
So.
He's on this job. He's supposed to be.
No, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like a hound dog.
Yeah. I'm just starting the artist management shit. It's kind of interesting. Because I'm on different.
Work.
I'm on different levels. Like, we own our own entertainment company. And we also are on-air personalities, as well as producers and all that shit. Plus, like, we run our own boards, our own things, and it's like...
It's a lot of shit.
And then you're trying to get into other facets of fucking the industry. Cool. I mean, we do all the event coverage and photography, videography services, all those things, which is cool. We've met a lot of awesome people in the industry.
Yeah,
How do you guys feel? First of all, have you always been performing out here? How long have you been together? What is?
I mean, we started jamming together, Fahim and I, like 01, 02. The band, the members right now, maybe the last 8 years. We've been performing.
Okay, wow. Okay, so that's a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
That's a decent. That's a good amount of time.
We've been up and down with the industry. We've been signed. We've been unsigned. Doing our
what labels? What label or whatever were you on?
We were on an independent under Sony.
Okay. Oh wow.
Yeah. So it was an label, but when record stores were around, you know, we were that band where you walked in. We had a whole end cap listening stations. Like, it was kind of surreal.
Wow. Okay.
And then, like, 2 weeks later, Chapter 11, Tower Records, everything goes down.
Oh,
so
shit.
We went through that, you know, but we...
Wow,
we
okay.
We like playing music. We like writing music. So regardless what happens, you know, shit's going to go down. We're just going to keep writing music.
Right. The economy sometimes can tank and shit can happen. But you just got to keep...
Yeah.
You keep trucking. I mean, you can't let it get you down just because shit happens.
Yeah.
You gotta keep going.
I mean,
especially if you're a true artist.
Yeah, just fucking.
If you really love what you do,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You're gonna find that
figure it out.
Fucking money.
Yeah.
You're gonna find a way. You're gonna do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're not gonna bitch, piss, moan, and complain about it. Or even if you do, nobody wants to fucking hear it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Song.
We know.
Disguise it.
Yeah, exactly. So, so you guys have been together for a while now.
Yeah.
All right. And so are you guys all the original members of the band? Have you had any changes
when
over the time?
When we started out, we had a different drummer and bass player. And then as we evolved, we joined up with Jimmy and Josh. So that's kind of been it.
Cool. All right. How long have you and... How long have you been in?
I've been in since
about 7
years.
2010.
Okay. Yeah. And Josh a little bit after that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 4 years ago. Yeah, right when Jimmy joined on, it was really cool because we were doing these shows with POD, so it was like, all right, man, here you go.
Fuck yeah,
you
POD.
Know? And then like we got this Europe tour, we're like, all right, here you go, we're doing this.
So you got it good.
Fuck yeah.
Right when you got it.
That was cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Awesome.
That was nice.
Yeah.
We lost Jimmy in the forest in Germany. But we found
in the forest? Okay, tell us about that one. I'm sorry. I got to hear about this one.
Do you remember?
I don't
you got
remember.
Lost
That's
in a forest in Germany.
Yeah.
I don't
How
remember.
Many people can say that story? Okay,
know, right?
Go. Go for it.
I think you were blacked out.
Oh, yeah.
So we found this little tiny German bar. And outside of, check this out, outside of Hitler's old base.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
And,
Hitler's old base.
So we go in this bar, and there's a lot of Americans, a lot of Germans. And then Jimmy was there before us, and, like, I don't know, it felt like in a matter of 2 minutes, made friends with the bartender. And we walk in, he's like, yo, we got a bottle, we got free shots, like, we're good.
Holy crap.
I'm really good at that
Damn.
So he's like, all
That's
we got to
awesome.
Do is sign an American dollar and stick it on the wall. And then I was like, all right, let's do this. Yeah. So shots after shots after shots. And then
we became the bartenders later that night, too.
Yeah, we became the bartenders.
That was right before I blacked out.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Like, oh, make us bartenders? All right.
That's like the best time ever in the war.
Two for you, three for me. Like, is this how it works? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But on our way back, we got a bottle to go.
Damn.
And there's a forest. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy just
like Germany often has.
Yeah, just takes off,
forest.
Goes into the forest like 3 a.m., and it's like, fuck, this really happened. Jimmy's in the forest. And, so and it's dark. And
oh,
we're all
God.
With our cell phones, like, trying to find this in the forest. And then we give up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just comes walking out. Like, hey, what's up?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Now that's a story to tell your children later yeah. on someday if you want children, of course.
There's a point from the bar. I remember the bar. I blacked out and I woke up on the tour bus and then I blacked out and then I woke up in England.
And he left his passport on the plane.
We're gonna leave him in England.
Oh, like, all right, bye guys.
Shit.
I'm gonna start a new life in England, I guess.
They find your passport
and they rushed me to the plane.
Yeah, we thought we were gonna beat him to the gate.
But he beat us. What the hell is that?
We see him in a little golf cart with a security guard, like passing all the stuff.
He had the luxury ride to the plane, and we're waiting in this line.
Well, you know what to do next time.
Yeah.
It's like you lost your passport.
Well, what's the moral of the story here? You get drunk, you black out, you lose your passport, and you get to the plane before anybody.
It's the forest before the trees.
Yes.
He saw the forest before the trees.
The whole tour was pretty crazy, actually. That's just one out of, I don't know, a lot of stories from that one tour.
Just from that one tour. Holy shit.
You got to keep going. Like, when you're when you're on tour like that in Europe, like, you sleep or you miss everything. Like, what do you do? You know, if you sleep, you miss everything.
Yeah. That's very true.
So there's not very much sleep, and there's a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Including on stage.
On stage, off stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On stage, off
and then,
stage.
Like, a lot of those shows are for the military. And, man, dude, they drink hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, hey,
military
guys,
party,
shots.
Man.
2 seconds later, shots. 2 seconds later, shots. Yeah. You know?
Good
and
times.
You're playing a show, and you're just like, oh. So, yeah.
Silent Giggles is in the house.
What's up?
Hi. What's up?
Sorry, Tashina Saunders. Hello. What's up?
You're all the way from Lancaster.
Palmdale.
Oh, Palmdale.
She's getting on a fucking Metrolink to be here, dude.
Nice.
That's dedication.
I remember those days, man.
That's dedication.
That's awesome. A nice
little
ride.
But
we thank you.
But bitch, you're gonna have to get your own chair. Anywho, sorry.
Love you.
I saw your text message. I was like, "Are you fucking shitting me?" She's actually going down on the fucking Metrolink.
Dude.
Crazy bitch. Anyway, she's part of our show. We call her Silent Giggles. She's always sitting off in the corner while the guests are on. You know, she's always sitting off back, like laughing. What can you say and
cool.
shit?
You need that person.
Yeah, Silent Giggles.
Yeah.
Dave, my original co-host Dave Navarro.
Shout out to Dave.
Not the other Dave Navarro. We always like
not
to play
the
on
rock,
that one.
Not the rock star Dave.
Yeah, we always used to play on that one all the time too. So now he has it on his Facebook page, Dave Navarro, not the guitarist. Everybody kept saying, "Are you no motherfucker? That's not the Dave Navarro.
Do I look like Dave Navarro?
Do I look like Dave Navarro?" No, so we always hashtag the other Dave Navarro.
The other Dave.
Yes. He used to call her Silent Giggles. So that's where that got started. You guys got some shows coming up. I saw you at a couple, one in Anaheim and one...
We have one coming up on the 17th at the Whiskey. We're opening up for Tantric. And then we have Crazy Town right before the holidays, December 20th. Mm-hmm. It's also at the Whiskey. And then we got a Puddle of Mud show coming up. And we're really excited. We got like a couple shows kind of in the works through some agencies. We're just hoping those come through because there were some bands that we would really like to play with.
Okay, cool.
We don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet until it's confirmed.
Just waiting for some contracts to go. But,
nice.
You know, we'll text message you right when that comes in.
Yeah, let us know and, you know.
There used to be some pretty big shows.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know Josh... was going to put me on the list for the Puddle of Mud show.
Definitely.
Was at the Whiskey, right?
Yeah, consider yourself always on the list.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. We love you guys already.
Yep. Yep.
We just like to go to shows. I don't know. I always have fun. And you always get to meet new bands and make, you know, new friends and music. And I love music, especially.
Yeah, it brings people together.
Yeah.
All sorts of people from everywhere.
I like the big thing for my show is I like to show the world other forms of music, other artists, people that maybe they haven't heard of. Because this is worldwide broadcast. Especially iHeartRadio, that alone is, like, fucking huge. So it's a lot of formats. So, but the great thing is it's worldwide. So, like, there could be people right now in Germany listening to you, listening. People in, like, France, people in Australia. You don't fucking know. We get, weirdest thing, we get a lot of people listen to us in fucking Africa. I don't know what the hell that is.
South or the...
No.
Yeah, where?
Just random places?
Just weird, random fucking places.
That's cool.
I was looking at our analytics.
Yeah.
You know, because it gives you a breakdown of, like, where the pings come from. And And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's interesting.
That's cool.
I just like to see... A lot of them are England. We get a lot of people. And
Jelly Ho.
All over the United States, but still, like, there's, like, there's certain countries we get more predominant people listening to us than others. But I just think it's funny. We got buddies from France who they come
England?
On. Yeah, they come on the fucking thing. They're like, "Hey, from France, how's it going?" I got buddies from coming England here. You know, like they're all. Like, so. That's why I like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So we are worldwide format, and we like to have our worldwide listeners. So call us. Speaking of that, 323-203-0815. That is 323-203-0815. Talk to Slant, the band in house today. Wonderful heavy metal music. I would like to play a song, sirs. What would you like to listen to first?
Do Line Wide.
Do Line Wide?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there an album name for this? Like, does it come from a specific album yet? Yeah. Or have you...
That comes from our last full length called Hope Created.
Okay, awesome. So this is Lion Wide by Slant. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes.
Cause I couldn't call them.
I didn't like that. I was talking to the guys about how that music, that fucking song was fucking awesome. And when I saw you guys play that, I really, at the whiskey, I was like, yeah. But every song you played was fucking awesome. That's why I was like, one song after another, after another, after another. I mean, when you hear some bands and they just have like maybe one good song and the rest kind of are,
yeah.
You're like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind having them on my show, but they didn't really, I mean, they kind of made me notice them, but not like, you know, like, you know, like the Holy Grail, you know, kind of shit. But you guys, like, every song, I was like, okay, all right, now I can see why they're on the ticket with Orgy. And fucking Dead, Dead Girls Corporation. Dead Girls Corporation. And who was on? Who was 222 was on right before you guys, right?
222.
I gave a business card to 222, but they did not fucking respond.
They were hanging out upstairs with Chelsea Handler.
Oh wow!
Yeah, right next to Chester Bennington's wife was here, and Chelsea Handler was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, were they intentionally trying to hang out with her?
Oh, I don't know.
Cool. Are they just polite conversation? Okay, good. Thank God you were just observing, because, you know.
Yeah, I was watching OG.
Exactly. Because those guys rock.
Yeah.
Man, they're like, well, Jay's what? Around late 40s, I think. Some shit. I don't know. He looks fucking great.
Dude,
they all look good. That guy's more energy than anybody.
I saw him on the Family Values Tour years ago, and I was like, damn. Then I bought their album, and I've been an Orgy fan.
They're great.
Get to play with them.
Those guys are awesome. That's what I'm saying. Now you get to fucking play on the same ticket with them. You get to play. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's freaking great.
You know what I mean? Like, only certain people like dream about that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we got bands back home in like goddamn Maine trying to, you know, be somebody.
You're from Maine?
Yeah, I'm from Maine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone from Maine.
A lot of people say that.
Wow.
Well, now you have. Now you have, and there you go.
That's cool.
Awesome. Are you from here originally?
New England.
Born and raised.
All right. Yeah. LA.
And what about you guys?
We're born and raised in LA.
All three of you?
We don't meet too many people born and raised in LA. We're
still
born
here.
On Sunset, same hospital.
Yeah. Wow, no shit, that's awesome.
Same room, same time.
Yeah.
Different moms.
I was gonna say, you sure? No. okay, I want to play. No, wait, you want to do dissonance? Or you want to do with or without? Yeah, which one do you want to do?
You can do dissonance,
keep
it happy. Okay. We'll keep
the pretty one
for the last
one. Happy, okay, we'll do it. Oh, yeah, right, because,
yeah.
I remember. That stupid episode of Friends. What the fuck?
Oh, gosh.
Anyway. Okay, let's go. All right, we're going to play Dissonance by Slant on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes.
Cause we're running in circles again. When is this shit?
I'll give them props. No, I'm talking about Corey Feldman. I'm just kidding. but really, we were. Anywho, as Dissonance by Slant. Is that the full name of the song, or is that like
it is,
Dissonance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just released that.
Wow. Well, that was really fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you. Now, is that off? Now, what's the album name for?
So we
do you have an album name yet for this one?
No, we just did a couple songs and we just released them individually. So they're just called their song title.
Okay, cool. So you're doing singles kind of like right now, like
yeah,
you know what I mean? Until
yeah,
you get
yeah.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
Right after this interview, like we're gonna go finish up another one.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Izzy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I don't deal with losers. You heard it right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
No, with
I don't
bullshit.
Deal with fucking losers.
Nice.
I don't. I'm very, like I said, I'm very picky about who I pick. Like, when I go to these shows, I'm going there to support people mm-hmm. who've been on our show or whatever. So, like, Dirty Machine's on the show. I go to see a Dirty Machine show, and I'm a massive supporter of theirs. I go out to every show they have in the L.A. area and give support. Yeah. I try to get people to go. I try to buy tickets. And I do the same thing for all the bands that I have on my show. Foe, you guys, any of them. Like, I do that for all my bands. I'm very supportive. I will come out and I'll do media coverage for your shit. I will do, you know, whatever you need me to do. Take pictures, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you go and you find a lot of bands along the way that are really great. Mm-hmm. And you want to, like, oh, yeah, I'd like to have them on a future show. And I'll actually give them a business card. And I will actually approach them. And I will actually, like, message out to them and shit. But if they sucked, I don't even bother. Yeah. I don't even bother. Yeah. I really just don't. There's certain bands that I'm just like, I wouldn't bother with them.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say that. No offense, I see that a lot of the rap and hip-hop shows I go to. I'm sorry. We see some good ones, mm-hmm. you know, that really got some promise that could maybe actually go somewhere that actually are trying to do something serious with it.
Yeah,
and then so, other ones just sound like it's just like it's Friday night and they're doing fucking karaoke.
Yeah,
karaoke.
Like, bitch, this ain't karaoke.
Yeah,
this is a career. This is a fucking ambition.
But
this
the
is
artists
something
that
you
we
love.
Have are the artists that we have on the show, the rappers that we have been good. Though.
Yes, the rappers and hip hop artists we have had on the show have been people who are actually doing something
good,
and are good. But a lot of them that go to those little things that we go to, those little events and shit, just you're like, okay, no. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, no. I'm lucky to find maybe two people out of like 25 that I would pick out of most any of them, which is sad because in that world, I think they need some good, strong voices.
They don't.
I mean, they need to bring back people like E40 and KRS-One and certain people from those old school genres.
Productions.
Yeah, like old school shit. Like even like some of the old school.
Where they actually a few guys out there that's actually trying to come back. MCA got an album with DJ Premier. Public Enemy got an album out. KRS-One got an album out.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, certain people that keep it real and are good artists like that need to show these young motherfuckers what's up.
Hell yeah.
Because some of these young artists are punk-ass little bitches, and they think they know everything, and they start, everything is titties and hoes and bitches and pussies and I'm gonna fuck you in your ass and all the what. I don't want to fucking hear all that.
I think you just wrote a hit single.
I did. I did, didn't I? I'm gonna fuck that bitch ass hoe in her ass. There we go. Yep. That's my new song. Yeah. Jenny's new rap with a broomstick. Sorry, that's just wrong. I gotta stop smoking so much pot.
No.
I do every day because everybody's always like my husband says, well, you smoke a lot of pot, honey. I said, yeah, I know, so it keeps me from killing a lot of people.
So you're doing good.
A lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm doing very well. I said I traded in my anger management classes for pot.
Works better.
It does because I did 10 years of anger management and didn't do shit. I just decided to move to LA and start going to a bunch of become a radio DJ and start going to a bunch of concerts. Literally, this is how it all fucking started. I moved to LA 5.5 years ago, like February of 2012. I've always loved music, movies, and television. I've just always been huge about entertainment. Nice. You know what I mean? So, let's see. We have one more song. But I want to hear about your guys' social media and website and all your stuff first.
Slant Music. Anything. So, Slant Music on Facebook, Slant Music on Instagram.
Twitter, all that stuff.
All that jazz.
Your slantmusic.net, though.
Yeah, our website is slantmusic.net.
Because a lot of people are going to want to put that fucking .com shit.
Yeah.
It's .net.
They're
unique. Yeah. They're .net.
Yeah, and if you're at a bar and there's a digital jukebox, just look up Slant and Amazon Music, iTunes, Napster, all that stuff. Mm. Whatever you've got, we got you.
Right.
See, they're on iTunes and Alexa and Amazon just like we are. Isn't it awesome?
That's cool.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We're in the family of entertainers and stuff. okay, good. So Slant Music on everything and slantmusic.net on the website. And if you want to call in, we still got like 12 minutes left. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. We have one more song. No one to play. We'll wait a couple more minutes on that. All right. So, any other goofy stories you want to talk about from the road, or things that you guys have seen or done, or any nutty things that other bands have done, or when you were on the road with them, just crazy shit. I know maybe they just made you sign a waiver.
Just don't say names. A lot of things we can't say too.
Yeah, you don't gotta say names. Don't just say names. Just say, hey, this band we went on tour with. You don't gotta say a name because some people don't want to be embarrassed like that. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
What do we got? We got a lot of Jimmy stories I can think of.
any better than him getting lost in the woods in Germany?
One night
it gets worse than that.
Oh God, it gets worse than that. Shit.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, Jimmy. I'm gonna go there. So
he's gonna fucking go there.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but it was kind of bad for Fahim. We played this show in Texas in this little town in Amarillo, and we love going to Amarillo because the people there, like, they welcome us with barbecue, and then sometimes there's a rave after the show.
Nice. We like it,
right? Barbecue in the back, Jaeger going all around. Anyway, so Jimmy had a little bit too much. We put him in the van, and then we kept partying, and then we get to the hotel, cut to about 4:30 a.m. I wake up and Fahim's pacing in the hotel. He's like, man, fuck, dude, I want to beat the shit out of him, but I can't because he's asleep. And I was like,
because he's asleep.
what is wrong, man? It's 4:30 in the morning. He's like, dude, Jimmy peed on me.
I woke up and there was like a semicircle and we were sharing a bed because we were sharing the hotel room.
Because we're
bad. I wake up and I'm like, shit, did I piss myself? And I look down and like I have like a half circle on me, and then I look to my left. And Jimmy just sprawled out like that with the full circle.
I got so drunk I pissed my pants.
And pissed on me.
And pissed on me.
Yeah.
Spread the love.
Spread the love. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah. It wasn't that fun.
Spread the love.
It was pretty
funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He got me back eventually, but I don't know if we can share the story. Yeah. Or maybe we can. I don't know.
This is all like before, though, because we used to party hard, but Jimmy's sober now.
I don't
drink anymore. Yeah, completely sober.
Completely sober.
Yeah. Of everything?
Everything.
Wow.
Coffee?
Not even weed?
No.
Damn, okay.
No. I'm kind of like trying to follow his steps because I have like pretty bad problems.
Just stop.
Everything, so.
Just stop.
Just start.
Just kidding.
But really, if you basically what it is.
I've backed off alcohol a lot over the years.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good for you.
So many crazy stories.
Yeah. Having the breathalyzer in my car for like a whole year kind of like put a damper on partying. So it's like now.
Okay, so I had one like a little over 2 years ago.
Jenny gets
I got
real.
Convicted in July. I got convicted in July of 2015.
Nice.
And then I had one 10 years prior to that they didn't know about.
Oh, did they find out?
It was from Maine. So I never said anything.
Nice.
I never said a fucking word. But it was already off the books. It had been 10 years, so it was already off the books.
Yeah.
So when they went to do this one, nothing came up.
So you have only
I just never said anything. Months? So technically, I only have one DUI.
That's your first DUI.
Yeah. I'm waiting. You didn't hear.
Nobody heard that.
Nope.
Nobody can do it. Fuck you. It's already been done. You can't do shit now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. No, but I had to do the 3-month alcohol program, and I finished that finally, and then I did. I'm doing that stupid fucking. What do you call it? The community service. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Do good, Will.
God damn it. All right, we're going to play With or Without You now.
On a lighter note.
We had fun recording this.
Awesome. Well, okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back. Yeah. With or Without You from Slant on Jenny's Real Talk.
It all My body bruised, she's got me with nothing to win and nothing left to lose.
Talking about my Queensryche story, Jeff Tate. So with or without you, that was freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah,
that's I like the way you did this one, like more, a little more. Yeah, like you sped it up a little tempo. Yeah. I like that. It had a good sound. Unfortunately, we're coming to an end in 3 minutes, and I don't like it. It was so fast because we have a lot of fucking fun on this show.
Yeah, we were just talking about Jimmy peeing and like
yes, Jimmy peeing, getting it. Yeah, I know it's fucking fast.
Getting lost in the woods in Germany.
We're gonna well, you know, we will bring you back at some point. We will be doing some recaps next year. Where we're going to bring back, you know, some of our favorite guests that we've had on the show.
Awesome.
And you guys will definitely be on that list.
Awesome. Yeah, happy to share our stories.
Because you guys are fun. And, but next year, one of my big goals is to up it to a two-hour show.
Let's do it.
So we can have a little longer with our guests to kind of have a little more insight into them, talk more stories, more things, just have a little more fun, you know.
Yeah.
So these are all things to work on. So you guys are coming up. I say, you know, you're playing Puddle of Mud in November. What's your next show again?
This next one coming up? November 17th with Tantric.
Now, when is the Puddle of Mud show?
The Puddle of Mud show actually just got moved to, it'll be in January. Yeah.
Oh, geez, now it's in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do have a crazy
I'll come see Tantric
show.
Then. Or current, I don't know. I'll come see you guys.
Yeah.
Just let me
know
when.
Like I said, you are forever on the list.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. Thank you guys so much for being on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, and you guys are on a whole shitload of stuff right now. Yeah. Just letting you know.
Thank you.
Goes out to Spreaker. Them fuckers hook you up with everybody. Nice. Seriously. You go through one medium and it puts you out to everything. Yeah. They put us out. They got us on, went through them to get to iHeartRadio, so... Nice. So I'm saying you just got to know the doors to go through. We will be back next week. What's next week? Oh, Hurt in the Heartbeat.
Oh.
Hurt in the Heartbeat. We'll be on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block next week, Wednesday, as always, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So again, that's on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Go check it out. Listen to us. Check out our previous shows. You can go to iHeartRadio or any other devices like Amazon, Alexa, or iTunes, or anything of the above. Go check it out, see or listen to our rebroadcasts. This has been Slant. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. We had a blast. Your guys' songs were awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us in the studio today. We had a pleasure hanging out with you. And we'll bring you back definitely next year.
Thanks. Definitely, yeah.
And we're out of here for another week.
Yes.
But again, next week.
Bye, Jenny.
Hurt in the Heart.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye, guys. Bye, Jenny.
We're so glad we had this.
Bye, Silent Giggles. Yeah, it's time to go smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
Bye.